in those verses in Galatians, Paul's not saying that there isn't any other gospels. Look at the verse closely. They were perverting the gospel, and they're saying, yeah, this is another gospel, you know? But he's not saying there is no others. That would be contradicting the Bible, Parnell, because there's, if you were sitting here the last hour or so, okay, we went over them. Now, the gospel, and who's teaching, here, this is a good point, the everlasting gospel. Who delivers that everlasting gospel? Mike went over that about, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes ago or so, maybe less. An angel. It's an angel. Go figure. An angel. And what is that angel teaching? Christ died for your sins? Was buried and ran the third day for your justification? No, he's not. It's a judgment. That's clear. In fact, we will judge angels. Angels teach us nothing, but angels were used for the nation of Israel. Things have turned around. We will judge angels, the church, the body of Christ. Onward, it's key that you see this, that you see that there is more than one gospel in your Bible. God doesn't say the same thing to everybody, Fonda. No way. That view doesn't hold up when you put God's Word next to it. It just doesn't. I know you've been told that since you've probably been a young boy. And I thank God I wasn't through that denominational ringer. Now, you got to stop that, man. And I'm not kidding. And I don't say this like to get you mad or anything. Well, if you get mad, that's up to you. But you got to stop that way of thinking and change your mind about it. Because the Bible is not teaching what most people believe. That they're saying that there's only one gospel in the Bible. And they'll go over to what Paul said, the gospel unto Abraham, and say, oh, there it is right there. I see the word gospel. But you can't just stop there. You have to examine the evidence. Because every gospel title has content that goes with it that is not the same. It's not the same. It's different. And they're not all to us. The gospel of the kingdom is not our gospel. Period. That gospel was for and to the nation of Israel, Johnny. And it will be, once again, once the church, which is his body, leave this planet and meet the Lord in the air, the catching up, or, you know, the rapture. Now, the rapture is not a biblical word, but we know what it is. It's the catching up of the saints. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 18, 14 through 18, thereabouts. Okay? That, you know. Listen, Punlet. Here's one thing, and I'll get off the mic. Paul said, and that none of yourselves. Now, listen here. Just think about this. In the great tribulation period for the nation of Israel, most people there, Panma, they're enduring to the end. They're trying to endure to the end to be saved. Now, what happens if one of them takes the mark? It's over. We have a seal on us to the day of redemption. They do not have that seal. That's a different group of people, Panma. That's a different audience. That's a whole different audience with a whole different message. The same Jesus Christ. Listen here. Want to get back to the ark thing? He told Noah to build a the boat. He didn't tell us. No, we're repeating ourselves, yeah, because we have to repeat ourselves with this, because I think it's one of the most important things to know in the Bible. Number one is the gospel of your salvation. But knowing how to rightly divide the word of truth, which is the gospel of your salvation, is key to understanding your Bible. And if you don't do that, you're going to continuously try to mix up other gospels that are in the Bible. You have nothing to stand on, really.